As Iraqi patients, soldiers, and prisoners cast early ballots for this week's parliamentary elections, at least a dozen people are killed in new violence. The Supreme Court agrees to review a Texas congressional map engineered by Congressman Tom DeLay that helped Republicans gain congressional seats. A mistrial is declared in the first federal lawsuit over the painkiller Vioxx after a jury fails to agree on the case of a Florida man who died after taking the drug. A prominent anti-Syrian journalist and lawmaker is killed in a Beirut car bombing. Lebanon blames Syria for the bombing, a charge Damascus denies. An Ecuadorian woman with 5 kids, 4 grandkids, 9 great-grandkids, and 2 great-great-grandkids is confirmed as the oldest living person at 116. Lori Neff, Associated Press.